Cry, cease not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, often during the Lenten Masses, we hear the prophecies about Christ, how he was meant to be born and to be suffered for our sake. And one of the greatest, if not the greatest, prophets of the Old Testament is the prophet Isaiah, whose text we hear today as the epistle of the Mass. And Isaiah was a prophet when the kingdom of Israel was divided, and when the people of Judea and Israel, the chosen people of our Lord, were guilty of many, many bad things, like idolatry. But then God sent to them a great prophet named Isaiah, and he was the chief among the holy prophets of God at that time. And he was remarkable not only what he did, but still more on account of his great prophecies about our Lord Jesus. Holy Scripture itself calls him the great prophet, faithful in the sight of God. And in very sublime and great language, prophet Isaiah warned the people of Israel and Judah of many terrible things which were going to pass unless they did penance. And in our Lenten time, we also are called to do some penance in reparation for our sins and to be prepared of coming of our Lord on Easter time. Isaiah is venerated by the Church as a great preacher of penance who was very zealous for the glory of God and also for the salvation of souls. And he is also highly inspired prophet and martyr. And often whenever we recite the litany of the saints, and we say, "All ye holy patriarchs and prophets, pray for us," we can think especially God's holy prophet Isaiah. And in today's epistle, this holy prophet draws our attention that do we only do mortification and penance exteriorly, or should we examine our conscience and be very careful that we not only follow the rules of God, but that we also show love and charity towards our neighbor. Thus, the holy fear of a God, is it contained inside of us, or do we tend to fall into some sins which might make us not so good in front of God? Our special Lenten saint, Saint Francis of Assisi, also had this dilemma before his conversion. Saint Francis of Assisi was from a rich family, and he had many many friends. And Saint Francis was sure that he was liked among his friends, but he could not be sure that he was really liked as much as his friends told him. His friends gathered around him because he gave good dinners and because he lent money, and the lesser nobles of city of Assisi, even if they could not borrow money to other friends, Francis was always the one whom his friends went when they were in need of something, because they knew Francis would give them whatever others might refuse. So everything was good in Saint Francis of Assisi's exterior life, but he was always pondering, is my life really worthy in the sight and the eyes of God? And when he was called to do penance, when he was called to do the will of God as a poor beggar and pauper, he willingly and happily obeyed. Often in our lives, dear children, we are not called to do such extreme penances as Saint Francis and many of the saints did, but we should always do the works of mercy with our main weapon, so to speak, prayers. We should mortify our body and senses, but most of all show love and charity towards each other by prayers. And prayer is a wonderful and powerful weapon. And I'll tell you a little story how even one person's prayer can melt a hardened heart. This happened over 100 years ago in France, when France was in war with Germany. And the nuns called Sisters of Mercy had, as a patient in one of their French hospitals, a severely wounded German officer, and he was dying, and doctors said it was impossible for him to recover. And one of the nursing sisters, herself a German, asked if this officer wanted a priest. The sick man admitted he was a Catholic, but refused to have a priest. When the sister said she would now pray for him, the officer warned she would soon get tired of praying for him. It was then the nun told him that for the last 16 years she had been praying for the conversion of only one certain individual. For 16 years, wondered the officer, it must be someone very dear to you, a father or a brother maybe. Not at all, said the sister, it is someone I do not know. For 30 years my mother lived with a noble lady in Germany, and 16 years ago that lady asked me to pray for her son, who was leading a bad and wicked life. Since then the sisters and I have prayed for him every day, even if we never met him. And just a few days ago we received a letter from that mother, a countess, saying her son was with the army in France. And eagerly the officer asked, what is your mother's name? Is it Beata? Why, yes, answered the nun. And when she saw the intense interest on the face of the officer, she asked, are you by any chance Count Charles? I am he. And then he said, I would never listen to my mother's request to live up to my faith. Now I know better. Your prayers have been heard. Please call a priest. And then the man died as a penitent, and when informed of his conversion, his mother was overjoyed. Dear children, everyone or even of us is called to do penance and to convert day after day to our dear God. But most of all, like Holy Prophet Isaiah, we are called to preach and inform people about good and merciful God and call them to convert. And our main weapon for this are prayers. Never grow tired of saying prayers for your family members, for your friends who still do not know the faith. Because even if you are weak, even if you are often impatient about your duties and your penances, God does never rest. God is always there to hear your prayers, and it is God, your Heavenly Father, who can truly melt hearts, and He who always is ready and waiting for the return and conversion of a sinner. When you pray for the people's conversion, you also gain graces and treasures for yourself, that your Heavenly Father might have mercy upon all people as He has had great mercy upon you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.